A Native American ceremony was held in Riverfront Park in Spokane on Friday to protest plans for coal shipping terminals on the West Coast. Correspondent Steve Jackson reports.
A Native American art group known as the House of Tears Carvers has designed totem poles for areas where disaster has struck, like the World Trade Tower site in New York City. Friday, Spokane got to see a new totem that's designed to protest plans for a coal shipping terminal in western Washington at Cherry Point. That area has historical and sacred significance to tribal members because of ancestral graves on the site. Artist Jewel James of the Lummi tribe says the totem features images of things significant to tribes all along the route of where trains would carry coal from Wyoming to Cherry Point, including through Spokane, if the project was approved.
All of us are children of the earth and we need to work together. You know, so even though we're saying you might be Spokane or Kalispell or Colville or Coeur d'Alene or Walla Walla, you know, and maybe we're Salish, but we all find that common teachings that the earth is very important to us, and we reflect it in the symbology of our culture.
Artwork on the totem includes images of warriors, a hungry child, a traditional drum, and a full moon. For its part, the Spokane tribe has gone on the record in opposition to the Cherry Point coal facility. Twala Abramson-Swan, the air quality coordinator for the Spokane tribe, says back in the 1980s, the tribe implemented more stringent air quality standards when a coal-fired power plant was proposed adjacent to the reservation.
So when we learned about the coal train impacts and the direct impacts to some of the other tribes and learning about their opposition, we also learned about the impacts to the Spokane region, and that's really where, you know, we focus our efforts. So we're looking at our impacts to the waterways, to the Spokane rivers, also to the Columbia River, because, you know, we put a lot of effort into restoring our salmon and restoring our fish and protecting our waters. So this project doesn't do anything that aligns with our goals.
Abramson-Swan says the tribe is also preparing to go on the record against the Longview coal shipping facility in western Washington. Public testimony on that plant is being held next week in Spokane. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.